Welcome to the Bare Essentials Podcast, a short and sweet and sometimes spicy weekly peek into the journey of Christian parenting. Now, here are your guides, the founders of Bear and Squirrel, Charlie and Christina Matz.
I am Charlie Matz, and I'm sitting next to my beautiful wife, Christina. And we have four kids, ages 9, 5, 3, and 4 months. We're in the middle of this journey called Christian parenting, and we want to share our journey with you or what we're going through, because our prayer is that God would use that to encourage you, to give you something to pray for, maybe to convict you, or just have a community to go through it with. So we're today going to talk about what happened this Sunday, which was Mother's Day. But we're going to talk about it from a different perspective. We're going to talk about what maybe you deserve as a mother, or you feel like you deserve as a mother. So do you want to talk on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me just preface this by saying that I read this really great article last week that kind of got me thinking in this direction. It was posted on thegospelcoalition.com, but was written by the woman who has the blog post Gospel Centered Mom. So you can find that and read that. It was really great. But this idea that our culture just continues to push that, I mean, everyone, we all deserve something, but even as moms, that because we do so much, we deserve so much. And that can really lead us to feeling frustrated with our spouses, with our children, and just feeling discouraged that, you know, maybe things didn't go perfectly, or, you know, getting us to feel like even we don't want to be around our children and our spouses on Mother's Day, because the whole day should really be all about us. And it even reminds me of, you know, young women getting married. They want their wedding day to be all about them. And, you know, I think it's a hard truth, but the truth is that there's never an opportunity for us to proclaim a day all to ourselves.
Now, I know that you've had some painful Mother's Days in the past, because we've gone through miscarriages. Mm-hmm. We've had two of those between our first and second child. There's probably some moms out there, or some, you know, women out there, I guess, that are going through some difficult times on Mother's Day. That's not really what we're talking about today.
No, not at all. I mean, we even know some women that have went through a difficult Mother's Day, maybe because they just lost their mom, or because they did have a child lost this last year. And so there are times when, you know, Ecclesiastes, right? There is a season of mourning. There is a time to grieve. And if you are grieving this Mother's Day, then we pray that your community around you supported you in that, and that you were comforted by the Lord in the ways that only He can. This specifically, we're talking about when we grieve selfishly. We're not grieving over a genuine loss. Really, we grieve over the loss of our ego, and that's something that should never be done.
Yeah. Well, and the idea that I've heard this said before, when our desires become demands, you may have a desire to have a great day, a great Mother's Day, as a mom, as a wife, and to get treated a certain way. You may have a desire for that, because we all desire those things. But when it becomes a demand and it ruins your day because you don't have something go the way that you mm-hmm. want it to, it really exposes the reality of what your expectations are as to what your payment is.
Absolutely.
For being a mom.
And, you know, we should, like, when Father's Day comes around, you know, it is my job then to rightly honor my husband and to get my children to rightly honor their father. And, you know, you did a great job, sweetheart, making sure that you honored me and that the kids honored me. Those are things that are good and that we should do. But it would be wrong of you to walk around expecting that kind of honor and demanding that honor. Those are two different things.
Yeah. And you worked really hard on Mother's Day. You did a lot of things to help the family enjoy that day. You didn't take a day off from being a mother, and there's nothing wrong if you do that, but I think, again, it's what are your motives? There's going to be times when you get to celebrate, and there's going to be times when it's the complete opposite of what you thought it might be. And I think it's appropriate we're doing this a few days after Mother's Day, because post Mother's Day, I think there's a lot of people mm-hmm. who feel angst. They feel like they got shorted somehow, you know, post any celebration, you know, your birthday, times when it's supposed to be all about you, and then it's not. Ultimately that's a wrong way of thinking. So yeah, we ultimately, what's one way that maybe, we can work on this? you know, I've got Father's Day coming up. What's one way that I can work on this to be prepared for that, to not be entitled?
We really need to keep an accurate view of the Lord. We need to have a very high view of God. When I wake up in the morning and I'm focused on myself, I'm going to be frustrated when things don't go my own way. I'm going to be frustrated by my children when they don't rightly listen and respect me. When I wake up in the morning and my focus is on the Lord, that He sits on the throne, that I have no value apart from Him. I have value because I was created in His image, and it's because of Him. All things come back to Him and point to Him. And what I actually deserve is separation from Him, and something I praise God I don't have to live with because of His Son, Jesus Christ. And so that is just such a great reminder, because it shows me the fact that I am a mom, the fact that I have this family. Those things are gifts of God's grace unto me. And it frustrates me in my own life and in others when I think about how clever the enemy is, in that he takes this amazing, wonderful gift of motherhood that God graciously bestowed on me. I mean, we see how brokenhearted women were in Scripture when it says that their wombs were closed. I'm sure we all know women who have been heartbroken by the inability to have children. The gift of motherhood is by God's grace alone. And when the enemy takes that and distorts it and gets us to be frustrated by motherhood and feeling let down somehow by what we don't get out of motherhood, it frustrates me at the enemy, you know, and I don't want to fall prey to that. I don't want any of the people I love and any of the people listening to this to fall prey to that.
Well, hey, listen, we hope you had a great Mother's Day. We do want to shift gears real quick and ask you a favor. Will you go and review this podcast on iTunes and subscribe there? And we're not asking that for our own good. We really actually do want more people to listen to this, and the people that have listened to it and said it's useful, or they're enjoying it, or they're part of the community that we're trying to create here. We want more of that. We want more families to enjoy this community and hopefully to be encouraged through this podcast. So if you go on iTunes, you subscribe, or you review, that ends up making that more visible to people who are looking for it. So we would appreciate that. Again, we hope you had a great Mother's Day, and we will see you next time.
That's it for this week's edition of Bear Essentials. Remember to follow us on social or visit bear-squirrel.com to find storybook resources for godly instruction. If you have an essential you'd like to see addressed on a future show, please write us at podcast@bear-squirrel.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week with a brand new show.